Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And welcome back to the Prentice Awesome Heat and Air Coaches Corner. Going to get right with it. Chris Chambers, Laverne Wolverines, we're running a little late this morning, so I want to get right to it. Coach, you had a kind of a split week, a win over Oakland, an improved Oakland team, I think.
I agree. Oakland last year, young basketball team. This year, still a young basketball team, but they have improved. I got a chance early in the year to watch them play against Lebanon High School. It was on film, of course, but I just saw where the team had grown quite a bit. They're playing good inside-out basketball. They have several big guys that I consider them. I know they play guard positions as well, but and Oliver and Emmanuel and Ricky, several of those guys make a huge difference for that Oakland team, and they're a tough team to play against.
Well, you handled them 65-57 in a game at home, and which you're pretty tough at home, by the way. Most time, aren't you?
Somewhat.
And then you went into Blackman in a game that you played in the first half, very close, very tight. And then they kind of did what they did with Siegel. They just kind of got out there and just exploded, didn't they? They're that good.
Yes, sir. On the way in, I was listening to Coach Wright, and he hit it right on the head when he talks about Blackman and Siegel as well. Those are just those type of teams that – if you cannot put four quarters of basketball together at any given time, you will be put out of that game. It's just plain and simple. We talked to the guys about it at the half. We were happy. We went in. We were down two. We talked about the intensity, coming back out with the same intensity. That was the only way we was going to have an opportunity. Black men, they're so deep. They play so many guys. Of course, that was a tough on us, so that means our guys got to play at a high capacity for four quarters of basketball, and we don't go quite as deep as them. But at the same time, we got a pretty good, solid basketball team as well.
And you do have, and I don't know that anybody has the depth they have in terms of how skilled they are deep on their bench. And it just kind of makes it, if you're not having if your bench is being outscored, it makes it tough. But you guys, I think, match up with them pretty well in terms of you go five against five with them.
Yeah, I do feel that way. Offensively, they may have an advantage. We have some pretty good scores, but we have guys that come in and play different type roles. So if we are not putting it in the basket, we got to make stops, and that's just one of those teams that they make you you have to have a good team effort as far as defensively stopping them, because they just cause you to rotate so much. And if you don't continue, that first rotation can be there, but Blackman will go to that second one. And if you don't get to that second rotation, they'll hurt you still.
And you've got to catch them a little early. I think it's almost like a good football team. You got to catch them early. They did not have I want to talk a little bit about your games coming up, because you've got Riverdale, Smyrna, and Siegel. And this is the time, I guess, where it's crunch time, where you go, are you talking, this is the season. We got to kick it in gear now. This is serious. We've played our regular season. Did we start it that early?
Yes, sir. I told them just Thursday night, I said, we got Blackman tomorrow, which is the start of the second round. And I said, then you got two more weeks of regular season basketball. But at the same time, you can't wait till the actual district tournament game to begin to prep yourself. You got to use these last 4 to 5 games to get yourself ready for that, you know, for the district play, because our district tournament is so tough. And it's a scary situation. You know, it's like I told them, one, you don't know exactly where we're going to end up right now, but I told them if we was to go off of where the standings are today, right now you would be playing Smyrna at Smyrna in their home first round of the district, and that is going to be a really tough game. And I told them it's not a guarantee, but it's just one way you have to look at it, and we have to decide if that's where we want ourselves, if that's where we're going to be, rather than we got to prep ourselves and get ready for that.
I asked Joey Reed this question. I'm going to ask it to you too, because the mental part of the game is so huge. You've played games, you know, you've played the season. It's been a long season. You know, we've played a lot of games. But really, it's the mental part of it. It kind of takes over now, doesn't it? I mean, you can practice and practice and practice, but mentally you got to be prepared.
That's absolutely true. You can get in there. You've been practicing all year. And I really don't think it's about practice at this time. I think it's more about preparation. just knowing, you know, it's like I tell them, you got to know your matchup. You've seen these guys now pretty much all second half of the season. You've got an opportunity to watch them, so you know who you're going to guard most of the time. So you have to figure out a way individually, first of all, how you're going to slow this team, this player down. Then you have to figure out a way as a team of how you're going to stop this team from going on the run on you. So those are the things that we're discussing in practice, just trying to get ourselves prepared, because we got a tough district as well as a tough region, and we just want to make sure we give ourselves the opportunity to play in that region.
We always have one team in the district tournament that's playing super hot, you know, and a little scary team, and you know, it's you guys have been there in that district since you've been there. I know, been right there on the cusp, and then been in some finals. Not going to be any different this year, is it? I don't think.
I hope so. I hope you're right. I definitely would like to be. We've had some. I'll say first year I was there, Siegel, outstanding basketball club. They were huge. They were just a good all around basketball team. And then you have that same type of team in Blackman, where, well, as far as just head over heels to me, above everybody, and everybody's trying to play to that level that they push you to play night in and night out. So to me, those two teams right there so far have been the standout teams that I've seen since I've been in this county at the high school level. They are really good basketball teams, and it's not a discredit to anybody in our league. They're just a really strong basketball club, and they play well together, and you see the chemistry. And, you know, it's funny, I heard you talking to Coach Workman earlier, and I was talking to my guys about leadership, and I was talking to him about Darius, and I know Darius, but I don't, you know, it's not like I talk to him every day and everything, but he's just one of those guys. I told him that is their leader. And I said, the thing about him, you can look at him and tell he's not a big talker, but he does so much by example. And, you know, I tell our guys that we're not going to have those vocal leaders. We got to have guys on the court that we follow because of their effort and what they give to us on the court. And we have some guys that are starting to try to buy into that. And hopefully come that senior year around, when we get that solid group we've been having now for 3 years, maybe we can see that same type of basketball.
Well, you get a chance to be at home against Riverdale and Smyrna. And, of course, maybe a good thing to see Smyrna, I guess, later in the year at home. And especially if the matchups could make you see them again, at least playing them quickly. Then Siegel. So you've got three pretty good matchups coming up here in the next, I guess, week and a day. I just can't believe it's this close to being done, isn't it?
Yeah, that is shockingly surprising. It's like the first half goes by, but the second half of the season really goes by. And to be to the point where we have 2 weeks of basketball left is guaranteed to us, and only one game of district tournament is guaranteed to us. You know, it's just a shocker that it's come around this fast.
The tournament, I was played at Smyrna, right? District tournament?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So there you go. There's that home court advantage,
right,
if you do and get them. But regardless of that, you got to win that first one, don't you?
Absolutely. Toughest game of the of the district tournament, because you got to keep yourself alive. You know, even if you, you know, lose the second game, you still get that opportunity to play in the regional tournament, and you get the same opportunity as everybody else, maybe a shot at that state tournament. But you have to win that district.
Three shots, one, go home. You don't win the first one, you go home.
Absolutely.
And, boy, that is pressure.
Yeah,
I mean, that really is pressure. You've got a couple of are you healthy, I guess, is what our, in terms of your team?
We're trying to get there. We Chucky Sutton, Charles Sutton, who has been a key player for us, he got sick on us during the Oakland game on Monday night. He played first half as well as he could, and then at halftime he told me that he couldn't go. So when he went home that night, I've talked to him several times, but he has not been back to school yet. He didn't show up Friday, and I was hoping that he at least showed up Friday. Even if he couldn't play, he could at least go with us to the game, and he wasn't able to make it. Then our starting point guard, Marquise Johns, he got a little situation where actually ran into the wall. You know, it's a lot of cushion behind that wall, and he picked the concrete.
Yeah,
we joke about it a little bit, but once we found out that the scan and everything came back clear, we felt a lot better about it. So we're hoping that we can maybe get him back on the court for practice tomorrow and hopefully have a strong week with everybody back.
Yeah, and I hope Charles is better. It takes a while when you're sick to kind of get back in game shape,
right,
too.
Absolutely.
So this is a good opportunity to maybe get him back in game shape. All right, Coach, I would love to talk to you longer. I got to get out of here. We got other shows, but Good luck to you, and we're going to be we're going to see you in that district tournament for sure. And good luck this week, Riverdale and Smyrna this week. So good luck, and it's at home.
Yes, sir.
You want to see some good basketball? Why don't you make plans to go to Laverne on the 29th and February 1st for those two games? Coach Chambers has been our guest here on the Prentice Ossipedian Air, Coach's Corner. Coach, I'm not going to let you say, well, come on, let's try it one more time, okay?
I'm going to go this slow is, this
okay,
time.
Okay, I'm going to give you a second, okay? Don't forget to join us on Tuesday night for high school basketball. For Brian Barrett, this is John Dinkins. I want to thank you for joining the Prentice Ossipedian Air Coach's Corner. Now, Coach Chambers is going to introduce what's up next.
We just want you to stay tuned for Cougar Corner.
That is awesome. All right. We'll see you. Have a good Saturday. See you next week. Cougar Corner next.
You've been listening to the Prentice Allston Heating and Air Coaches.